We are ready in Parshas Zohar, that famous Shabbos we've all been waiting for, which is the next stage of preparation for Purim. It's always a Shabbos for Purim. Remind ourselves of the evil deeds of Amalek, Semitta Seydor Aisa. Anyone who can make it to a minion should do his utmost. If you're more concerned, try to find an outside minion. I think there's even one in the park. Mitzvah tomorrow won't rain. If you want a minion that is sparsely populated and being a sparser part of it, we have a Vesikin minion by us. And there's this notion that very few people, you can have to come out a whole floor to yourself. I'll call upon him. It's a very important mitzvah. A person, for whatever reason, cannot do it, and he's honest. But at least the idea of it, it's important to know. We have two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which means to destroy any zecher of Amalek. Amalek should not be around. After the Kach Rashi says that even the animals should not be around. It's to kill the animals. Nothing to remind ourselves of them. Mitzvah Sheni, we have a mitzvah to remember the Ma'aseh Amalek. So we have on the one hand, destroy them, obliterate them, just get them out of our minds. On the other hand, the other way around, that to remember. These two mitzvahs are not contradictory. They're complementary. Why? What it says to destroy means, and as much as they are a Amalek, they have to be destroyed. Why? Because even though we know a Amalek is terrible and evil, but the fact that they exist shows us that that evil way is a possibility, is a form of life. We know it says that even if a person sees a woman who's a Saita, who is drinking the bitter waters and she's dying from it, still he should right away strengthen himself and not drink wine. Because the fact that you see somebody alive and going through life with that type of mind frame, of anti-Kodesh Baruch Hu mind frame, it weakens our emunah and bitachon in Hashem to a certain degree. So we have a mitzvah that they should not be physically around. Not them and not any of their possessions even. On the other hand, it says that we should always remind ourselves, not forget. That's something else. There should be no physical existence of this nation around. But we always have to remind ourselves of the bad deeds. The selfish nation that just was interested in building a world that lives without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that was disturbed by the fact that Hashem revealed himself in the world and showed the world that he's the Melech, he's the one in charge. And that's where they're willing to jump into the burning hot waters over there. After Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf to fight Klal Yisrael, even though they knew that they won't succeed, but at least they'll get the world to take a little bit less seriously the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are the two complementary parts of the mitzvah. Number one is we shouldn't have any physical remnants of them. We shouldn't have something that tells us, oh, there is such a way, there's no such a way. And together with that, always remind ourselves that that potential, that godless, selfish life is something we have to stay away from, because the Yetzer always tries to get us entangled in that. Every one of us has a little bit of that Amalek inside of ourselves. It doesn't have the clarity of that. Amunah b'tochen Hashem. Lo yore elikim. Not examining every act we do to make sure it's compatible to the Ratzon Hashem. Not being excited with the fact that we're the Am Hashem. Not being full of simcha. The koyach of Amalek is a koyach not only of kshira, but it's a koyach of atzus, of being sad, being let down. That's what Amalek tries to convince people. If you don't get what you want, be let down. And we say, if you don't get what you want, be happy, because kanareh, what you wanted was not good. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't let us get things that are not good for us. He doesn't always give us everything we want, because very often we want things that are not good for us. And that is the biggest bracha. That if we're Oyved Hashem properly, we recognize if it's pleasant, we thank Hashem. If it's unpleasant, we also thank Hashem. Shem Shavochem al Tov, Kachem Shavochem al Ra. That's the way we're preparing ourselves at this stage of the Simcha, tremendous Simcha of Purim. The Simcha of Purim is a Simcha of recognition that even the evil in the world has its purpose. Haman was the most evil perfect person in the world. He served the purpose of bringing us back to Machzor as Yeshuzah. That's in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, that he was more effective than all the Nevi'im. All the Nevi'im was saying, Muslim, 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 nobody listens. And he made his one desire to destroy us, and we all got together, reunited ourselves, all of the Klal Yisrael, Mishpocha, Mishpocha, Eir Ve'il, Shuzah, Tfilah, Tzokah to Hashem, and that turned the tables. So we saw even the terrible evil of Haman was something that was set up by Kodesh Boko for our benefit. And now we have to put in our own lives all the hard hardships we have in our lives, whether it be health or panosa, or the general issue that we have now with the corona, which may be ending soon and may not be. Nobody has any idea where we're heading. But the bottom line is that this is the message we get. And with our destruction of Amalek, we say, look how pitiful the life of one who is like an Amalek, the one who is without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo Yoreh Elikim, and where they end up, destruction, destroying themselves, Haman self-destroyed himself. And we're in Baruch Hashem, how happy we have to be that we're the Am that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reflects even the hardships Hashem brought us, the Haman that came up was from him. And immediately we ran to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't run away from him, we ran back to him. And we were zeichet to the Simchas Olam. So we'll have this in mind, to stay away from that Amalek mind Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha, Zuchor, reminds us of how bad their behavior is and where it ends up. And together with that, any Amalek style behavior to eradicate Adarabba. Just like it says that Haman and Esther took over the household of Haman. So they're eradicated. It's not the possessions anymore, then it becomes our possessions. It says in the Gemara that Shem gave him wealth that should eventually come to us. Everything in the world is all for us in the long run. We have the attitude, Mir Hashem, of a wonderful Shabbos. After Shabbos, we have to preparing ourselves the beautiful Chag of Purim. Purim, we know, is a tremendous Eis Rotz and a special time for Tfilah. The Gemara says, the Mordechai was called on Shem HaTfilah. Then Yoav and Shem Vekish, Yikish, knocked on the doors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lighted HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his tefillah. Hashem listened to his tefillah and he guided all of us. And Mir Hashem and this Purim will take our time. Espouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavach Mordechai and Klal Yisrael. Master us all, the Tshuva Shaleima. Kamavan, we'll do our part and take away all the tsar in the world and bring only good things. And the garlic of Oidal Kol Oretz and we'll all be Nismach Kulona. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everybody.